Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Yes, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Now.
Now, yes. Green Day every day. It's been a long time since we've been playing Green Day every day. I like it. I like it a lot.
How long do you think?
I don't know.
The whole time I've been here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
17, 18 years?
Yeah. And so we started at some time, at some point. When did we start the Van Halen on Fridays?
Much later.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that gets to happen.
I know.
I'm shocked at both.
I know.
It is 5 in the morning, but okay.
This is when our listeners who trust us to bring them.
Hey,
the,
can
the
I
awesome
just say
tunes.
Something real quick?
Sure, yeah, of course.
So, show.
Well, I mean, if we have somewhere we're headed, I certainly don't want to derail.
Please,
are you
kidding me? It's not even 6 o'clock in the morning. We're headed nowhere.
So, I've been doing radio now since I'm 20 or something.
Yes,
and I'm in my 50s now.
Mm. So, thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, well, and I realized a portion of that there was no internet and it wasn't available, you know, wide and whatever, but. I have heard more recently from close friends of mine who are texting me about a bit or a segment, and I'm like, cool, they're listening. That's great. Mm. And in response each time is, oh, no, I'm not listening. I'm watching the videos.
Mm.
And I'm like, the videos.
The videos are fun. I get sucked right into them. So like every couple of weeks, I'm like, you know, I think the last time was when we found out we had over 100,000 views on one of those videos. I was just like, oh, let me take a look at that one. And I'm like, that is pretty funny. And then there they all are. I'm like, oh, my God.
My old friend Danny Kirol writes me and says, so whose house did you and Cisco ding dong ditch?
Oh, my God.
LOL. And I'm like, oh, he's listening. This is great. And then I told him, you know, I think it was the guy next door to Jody's. And he goes, oh, the guy with the Baja bug.
Oh.
You remember that? You probably didn't have those in Boston.
It's some kind of like dune buggy kind of thing?
They turned VW bugs into dune buggies, and these guys would either just drive them, or, you know, I mean.
Funny. I think like they feel like something I've seen in a movie or something, you know.
One big, you know, spit exhaust sticking out the back, and they put a cage
it's
underneath
it's all lifted
for the
up.
Engine.
And it's,
exactly,
right. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And he writes, you mean that guy had the Baja bug? I'm beyond grateful for those memories. I could see you two doing that and was laughing out loud. I was laughing so hard watching that video. Oh, here it is. I could picture you and Cisco. Isn't that funny?
It's great.
And it is. That's what went down. That dude almost, I mean, he wanted to kill us. Or he was just a grown up going, I know kids
are
afraid.
I'm going to put the fear of God into
these
kids.
Yeah, they're never doing this to me again. And, right. And it worked. It was.
Uh-oh, that's the house with the Baja bug. Go
never
somewhere else.
Again.
Right. Oh, my God.
Good thing you didn't chase you in the Baja bug. You would have been done.
Well.
Rolled right over you.
Even though you could do a lot more back in the day to children.
Mm-hmm. It is true.
I think if he ran us down in a Baja bug, he might have gotten in trouble. Mm. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
No,
only if
you
didn't go rinse it off right afterward.
Cops would be like, what did these kids do? Oh, they ding dong ditched me.
Oh, perfect. Perfectly understandable.
They came to my front door and went ding 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 ding. Later, sucker.
I hope you yelled that. I can't help it. I'm just distracted. You've got your nails all gothed up.
Oh, they look beautiful.
They do. I noticed them too. They look good.
She actually did a really great job.
I assume
it was a daughter.
I was watching the football game and Edie came in.
Oh, Edie did that.
Yes, Edie did
that. It's very neatly done.
Yeah.
It looks pro.
Something like that. On her way to the shower, she goes, I have a surprise for you after I shower. And I went, oh, I know what this means. It's a spa night.
Oh.
And so she takes her baby.
You take a shower, a little self-care.
She takes care of herself, showers because she'd been ordered to. Then she gets a baby bathtub for one of her dolls and fills it with freezing cold water, which wasn't ideal, and a little soap. And then I soaked each foot.
Oh.
It was a spa day for she was doing spa. And so she had me soak each foot. Then she painted my toenails, which is the usual. And she was waiting for her mom to walk the dog, which was in motion. And so I said, all right, you can do my nails, my hands too. So then we soaked that in the foot water.
Oh, my hands, great.
You know. And then she
did
you're
very clean. I mean, I was
clean.
Fine.
I'd showered. Right. It was just one of those things where I don't think spas would have done that. But
no. Well, they also would have had, warmer water.
Right.
It's supposed to be, delightful and calming and relaxing.
So, yes, I have toenails and fingernails painted. And then as I came
Hold
back
them up
down
for the camera so that we can.
Did you get to pick the color?
I picked the color. Yeah.
Oh,
I
that's
said
good.
Black.
Wow.
Give me black.
I remember the olden days when there was not only was there no picking the color, there was no sticking to the fingernail.
The first knuckle
was usually
the
cutoff. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
It is cute. And
He's a girl, Dad.
I'm enjoying it. I look forward to the last, nail job that I get.
I think if I had asked my dad if I could paint his nails, he would have said no. So
really?
That's cool of you.
Yeah. I don't recall ever painting my dad's nails. And we painted nails at my house.
You never did Gentry's nails?
I don't think so. He wasn't really around during the day.
He wasn't around much.
No, he worked,
Yeah.
And my dad was just such a, if he was at home, he was out in his garage or, I don't know, it just would
Dads
never occur
to me. Dads were different then, for sure.
Yeah.
My dad Mowing was different his lawn. Then. There's no question that I find myself going, why am I always caught with this stuff? Where is your mom? Where are you?
My nails are already done. You're up, buddy.
I get pedicures and I'll get my toenails painted usually.
What colors?
Fred? Is Fred the one doing that to you?
No, I'll go to an actual place. But my dad's 80. He's going to be 90 in November. He's almost 90. Wow.
Oh my God.
He saw them and just looked at me and goes, what are those, boy? And I'm like, well, guys, huh? Just, huh?
Do you do them clear or do you do
away.
A color? What do you do?
I usually do a color. I usually do like dark blue or purple.
You do? Goodness.
Yeah. I don't have them right now. I'm in between.
Oh.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing
wrong with it.
But my old man was very confused.
You're over in San Francisco, I guess.
I don't even care about stuff like that. And there was a time, and I may have said this on the air once, but this was at our old house. We didn't even have our second kid, but the first kid was always painting my toes. And that's the one you're talking about, the knuckle jobs.
Oh, God. Isla was not, she never stayed in the lines.
Just painted it all.
Yeah. With like a wide brush, almost like rollerer. And they'd be all different colors and it was a mess.
Adorable. It was summer. We were hanging out, I don't know, in the neighborhood, like a block party thing, and one of my neighbors had his toes painted. And I said something like, oh, you have a daughter too? And he said, no. And I went, oh, all right, good for you. But it was a moment where I went, wow, I wouldn't think that I would have talked to someone like that, but it just is the way it came out of my mouth.
Right.
Of course, you're allowed to paint your toes.
Sure.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I have to be held down, but okay.
Mm.
If you like the look, Who cares?
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I the only person I knew, only dude I knew who was going to get that done was Hooman. We had this guy Hooman on the show, and he for years had, but he had all kinds of weird things. So I just chalked that up to him being weird.
Long list of stuff.
Longer than mine.
Health moves.
Which is saying something. And I agree with you.
I don't even know if the peak was the coffee enemas or there was more.
That
was one of those where he even had, like, it had to be coffee grown in the shade on the side of a mountain in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
That was the coffee.
Yeah, that was the only coffee that would work for
that
his
he
coffee
needed
enemas.
A keister for his. Yeah.
When we went to visit his
cancer protection.
Yes, when we went to visit his home, he had a little studio in the Cowhalla. But we used to call it the Marina.
That's good.
Because it was. You'd always say it was the Marina, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It's still lovely, whatever. We just giving him crap. And I went in the bathroom and I opened up the curtain and I'm like, sure enough, there's a bucket and a hose. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah, that was a fun visit.
Yeah, you didn't go.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. We all agreed to meet there after something we were doing and Vinny just didn't. Which, you know what? I don't know why I was surprised.
Yeah, why were...
I don't know. Well, because we all said we were going over there, I guess. He's like, no, I can't find it. He's like shooting street signs. Like
I was
on his
in
way
the
out
area.
Of town. Yeah, no doubt. We were all in the area. That's why we were going to go there.
We used to do a bit on one of the shows I worked on in New York City, and we would give an intern an enema, and then comedians would tell jokes, and the first one to make him laugh so hard at the enema.
Jesus, radio has changed so much.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
So much.
90s.
Yeah. It's crazy how much it's changed.
Like, and that was like pretty docile for the show. Like that was nothing.
That was
compared
over
to
the airwaves.
Oh, yes.
Radio, not satellite.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the 90s. We were going for it hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, going back to, as we talked earlier this week about Jimmy, and I'm sure you have more news to tell us, but the consolidation of radio as these companies bought up everything, they did it to themselves. Not only did they bankrupt themselves, each one of them, but they also find themselves now really needing these licenses more now than ever, you know? And so the wrong president might be able to threaten you. It's funny, you know who came out in protest was Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I didn't.
Ted Cruz is he a senator in Texas?
I believe that's what it is. Yes. He's definitely a Texas guy.
The sound of the guy running the FCC, he sounds like a mafioso.
Mm.
Handle it or we will. Like, who says that? And I went, Ted Cruz coming out.
Tucker Carlson came out too.
It's one of those things where you can't do it that way.
Well, you can't do it legally. Like you can't do it. That's not your job. That's not your role.
It does put a lot of power in the politicians' hands when these companies are like, we really need our licenses, please.
Mm.
Or we're toast.
Right. We can no longer do business.
We have this blooming nut at the back end of a loan that's going to be trouble if we don't stay on.
Yep. No, it's an unhappy reality.
I'm glad for the developments, though. I look forward to your report.
Well, I'll just give you a quick update. And I mean, there's a few interesting wrinkles, but it is what it is.
Anyway, so
I'm grateful for the lack of intervention on our show, even though there is some, because it does seem like the things are tough out there.
Yeah.
And it's and everybody, every corporation is just fighting to protect themselves at whatever cost.
In conclusion, yes. I enjoy the videos, but it seems my friends seem to think I live there now on video. That's where they look for me. And also,
did you tell them about the Odyssey app?
I painted nails. No, I didn't get into that. It was a nice little catch up. Danny Kirall, the guy I'm talking about, I've told you these stories of his mom taught me CCD.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And his mom is one of the ladies.
The one where you would hold on to your stair railing so you wouldn't have to go.
I swear to God, you guys, the story CCD. Of me holding on to the rails was my mom trying to drag me to Mrs. Kirall's house, where Danny also lived because he was a boy, and it doesn't matter. I'm just saying that's where I was headed was the Kirall's house for CCD. My mom had to pull. I would be holding onto the banister like, I do not want to do this.
Mm-mm.
And she'd be pulling on my feet like, you're going. You're going to CCD.
Is CCD Catholic confirmation?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah, we have the same thing.
I don't even know what it's standing name. Like. Yeah, I what liked it stands it. For. It's,
you liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
What's wrong with you?
And Mrs. Kirall would be like, yes, the boy with his hand up. And I would be like, okay, Noah, for real. Like, come on.
That's so funny. You and I both were raised Catholic. And it's there were so many things that I was just like, that's not real.
She's the lady.
Could get so mad.
That I would ask all these questions of. And she would say, have faith. And also, for the record, part of the reason I finally learned to shut my big trap was Danny had two older brothers. Mm-hmm. And the oldest one, Rich, was huge. And he'd just come walking through and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to shut up.
That guy could squash me under his foot.
I didn't want, the Mrs. Kirall to be like, Rich, could you just kill this one with the questions? Mm. Kill that kid.
Just break his fingers so it's more painful for him to raise his hand.
My priest just looked at me and said, you know when you're around a campfire and you tell stories and sometimes they get exaggerated? He goes, that's the Old Testament. That was my priest's response.
That's well put.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay. That was enough
well
for me.
Put. And I've talked to my daughters who go to church school and I've said, listen, these are stories that you can find a message in.
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, but that's the end of the sentence. You look for the message in that, find the good in that, and then go from there. You don't need to actually imagine a guy building an ark and having, you know, if everything got washed away, we're all Noah's kids.
I guess so. And we're all descended from Noah.
Thanks for listening to Church Talk on Alice 97.3.
The question and answer segment comes up later. No, there are no answers, just so you know.
Have faith.
Oh, boy.
Amen.
How many times did I have to hear that?
Right.
All right. Well, look at where we're at now. Only not quite as late as we've ever been. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny Alice Morning Show. Here is a song. See you right after this.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.